If you've ever needed to solicit student opinion about anything, it could be the development that's taking place in school that's being proposed, or it could be you're teaching a PSHE lesson where you need to ask about a controversial issue where putting hands up might be embarrassing for some students, or you might be trying to get feedback on certain elements of a course that you've been delivering, or a lesson in fact. One way you can do that is if you have an audience response system in school, the sort of clicker technologies, that makes it fairly easy and fairly straightforward and fairly fast. But they are quite expensive and not all schools have them. So you may have access to a set of iPod touches, or the students may have their own mobile devices. There are plenty of apps which can do polling, but you may have none of them. And then MicroPoll might come into its own. It's an online polling system. Don't think major survey with lots of questions adding up to a complex set of responses. Think single question. So, for example, you might want to ask about which out of a list of options do your students consider to be the most hurtful form of bullying? Now, it may be that that in itself is a sort of trivial type question, but the discussion that subsequently follows from looking at the results and being able to do that fairly swiftly, maybe you set it as a homework exercise so that you get all the responses in subsequently and can discuss them the next lesson. Well, my MicroPolls is very easy to set yourself up with, a series of little polling questions. It is free. But you do need to create yourself an account first, obviously, since you need to be able to look at the results and act on them later. Setting up your first MicroPoll is so straightforward. You are offered the question text, which you can change, the answers, and you put one answer on each line, and then create your poll. Having done that, you can then go back and amend certain elements and different parts of it. You can change the question and responses should you need to do so. You can change whether it's a single choice, a multiple choice, or a drop-down menu. You can choose the theme and the look and feel of it. And then amend things as you see fit. You can also change the way that the results are displayed. So do you want the results to appear after the respondee has made the response? Or do you want to be able to provide a little feedback after they've made their response? So there are lots of different criteria you can change about the way that respondees see the results.